Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is your Large Metrics Working Group call on the 7th of November 2013. On the call today, we have Maureen Hilliard, Sarah Langdon-Orr, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Oksana Podoktu, Alan Greenberg, Darlene Thompson, and Devin Antaluxin. We have received no apology for today's call. And from staff, we have Sylvia Vanko and myself, Natalie Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. And right, at least I'm in a couple of things there. I'll try and join via the...
I've got a microphone now, so that will help a little bit. It's not a matter of, now I can read, Darlene, it's a matter of computer that works. It's a matter of choose. For very good reasons, to use either Linux operating or Android systems, and the Adobe Connect rooms have continually declined. It started with a lack of flash support, and now it's just a lack of support in all with every one of their upgrades. So I will continue to bitch and moan, and believe me, I'm not going to be the only one. It's not the computers, it's poor service level agreements from the service provider. Okay, so let's get straight into it, and if I could just see if we've got our, I think it's, if Sylvia could take us through the open atoms, because I also can't open more than one screen at a time on the current system I'm working on.
Sure, I'm happy to read the action items. Okay,
thank
so
you.
We have some extending action is Cheryl to distribute the time 1 hour among all working group members to present during the Buenos Aires meeting.
I think yes, that's been done, and I draw your attention to the link for if either Natalie or Sylvia could put the link into the BA meeting agenda. I've distributed that now.
Okay. Natalie can place the link. Then Sylvia Vivanco to schedule 5 minutes to Maureen during the next RALO Secretariat meeting. This is completed. The meeting will be tomorrow at 19 UTC. Next one is Sylvia to schedule Skype calls with each of the RALO leaders with Maureen so that Maureen can have a fluid conversation with each of the RALO leaders regarding the objectives of this working group. This is still to be done. We haven't had the chance to have Skype calls first because of the IGF meeting, and then we need to do this. It's still work to be done. Maureen, I have sent you my Skype request, so be so kind to accept, and then we can schedule the calls. Now that we are going to be in person there in Buenos Aires, we can actually meet many, many people and take that opportunity to talk about this issue. Next one is the staff to prepare wiki pages for future meetings in advance, and we have already... I have already instructed Natalie and Julia, who are in charge of creating meeting pages, to do so. The next one is Dev to investigate mobile tablet applications that could be used to track attendance. Dev, do you have any update?
Hi, this is Dev. I just to say that I haven't quite finished this action item. There's actually quite a few mobile attendance apps, but I haven't really had a chance to really do a deep dive into all these options to come up with the best one. So I'll work on it, and probably over the weekend I can get some more progress on this.
Okay. The next one is a staff to do a roll call during the Buenos Aires meeting and count on those present at the room, and then head counts 30 minutes into the session. And I have asked Julia, who will be in person helping us in Buenos Aires, to do this, to do a second roll call about 30 minutes into the session. Then staff to send a list of mobile devices or operating systems that can be used at ICANN meetings. Regarding this item, Natalie, perhaps you have any idea? I asked you to check into this. Maybe you already have an answer to this one.
Yes, this is Natalie. We asked IT, Julie and I both asked IT, and they said that if we play it safe about with wireless connecting apps, so Brand Marcus Connect, iPad, Samsung, etc., and recent versions, they should all be good. The only advice they said before testing is just try testing and opening Adobe Connect before with a link saved on a mobile phone. Try testing the Adobe Connect on the tablet. That's the only thing they can say. Other than that, they haven't had enough complaints about one specific brand mock or operating system to be able to give sound advice about this.
Okay. Thank you.
Can I break in?
Certainly, I like the end of the AIs anyway.
Well, I have a comment on one of the AI answers.
Go ahead, Alan.
Okay. The attendance was assigned to a specific person in Buenos Aires. We have a long history of people being randomly pulled away from ALAC for other tasks because of sick illness, absence, or whatever. I hope that the assignment is such that it will be done even if that person must be in the GAC for one day or something like that, which has happened before. Just a comment.
Okay. Thanks, Alan. This is Cheryl for the record. I can only assume that that Sylvia and the rest of the team will make sure that's attended to. But Julia is obviously going to be doing the lion's share. But if she gets stolen, they'll have to compensate in some way, shape, or form.
That I was just commenting that needs to be done. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, thanks, Alan. It's a good point and one well made, because you certainly have had that circumstance before. Okay, is there any other discussion or points on any of the action items? Not seeing any. I do find it amusing, going to the last point that Sylvia was outlining with us, that we haven't had sufficient complaints about any one of the operating systems. Perhaps I could spend a small amount of time with the IT support staff in Buenos Aires. I'll just hand them over any number of pieces of equipment that I carry and see if they can get the bleeding things to work, considering that they used to work and we've had a general degradation. I certainly know of more and more people on every single one of the working group and webinar calls I attend who are complaining now. And it is a great shame, as Olivier has mentioned, particularly with the Adobe Connect, because we, after all, run our own AC service and I suspect pay handsomely for the privilege of now less than satisfactory service level agreements being maintained. I also would like to suggest that I have heard very good things about the Adobe Connect people working on accessibility in other sectors, and it would be a shame for us to be forced to give up on the Adobe Connect if indeed it's going to become a more usable piece of equipment in the not too distant future. So whilst I will moan and groan and keep making a nuisance of myself on this topic, it is only because I'd like this thing to work, at least the way it used to. Moving on now to the updates from the work teams. And Maureen, I hope you'll forgive me, but I took the liberty of actually including from one of your recent emails at least a small section of update that will go to you first, followed by Dave, and then I note that Tijani is not on today's call, so we might just take his update based from the first draft of the metrics, expectations and things that are shown on the link in the agenda. First of all, over to you, Maureen.
Thank you, Cheryl. Maureen here for the record. I guess I have actually been sort of like putting quite a bit on online, mainly because I didn't get an opportunity to speak with the RALO secretaries last week. And I wasn't getting any feedback as well. And so I just sort of thought it would be, perhaps a good idea to put something out that might incite a bit of comment. And it has, I didn't mention in my little chat note the feedback that I've had from Tijani, Fatimata, and Bodwin. But Holly also gave I really did appreciate that the comments, because I think this is the sort of thing that we were going to need to start our own discussion. So I really did appreciate that, and I'm looking forward to the meeting on Friday and just seeing if I can get some comment from the secretariat first off, and definitely try to make contact with the RALO leaders in Buenos Aires as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. I see Darlene. Go ahead, Darlene. Darlene, you might be muted. Okay, Darlene's hand's gone down. I know. Oh, there you go. Off you go. Yep.
Cheryl, this is Maureen here again. Can I just make a comment and say that Darlene's comments from the first session of the metrics notes that were online have been really, really helpful. She has provided a lot of information in her comments, which I've certainly taken on board, and I think I've included some of that stuff in my presentations as well. Thank you, darling.
Thanks for raising that. Maureen, it's Cheryl for the record, and unfortunately I hope Darlene is still listening through the Adobe Connect room, because she seems to have dropped at the time that we were talking about her contributions, but that certainly should be noted. Tijani has just called, has joined the call, so I'll let him know that he is queued after for Dave, who is now going to give his update, which I suspect will be a relatively brief one. Over to you, Dave.
Fatima, Cheryl, may I speak?
After Dave, yes. Not just yet. Okay. One moment. Well, let's take it in order.
Thanks.
This is Dave speaking. Probably not much to actually show. I mean, I've been doing more testing regarding how we could, regarding whether we can take information from the wiki pages and make a consolidated report. I'm beginning to think that it's just simply a little too tricky with Confluence, the way the these type of macros work. So I'm beginning to think more and more that probably the better way to approach it is for things such as attendance records. It's entered into one location. It's entered at one location on one wiki page, and then so it's only one action being done. So instead of having attendance records for each of the separate meetings, it's compiled at one on one page instead. I could show you the page again that I tried to do the reports and so on, but I'm not sure if it's really valuable to do so at this point.
Okay, Cheryl, for the record. Thanks for that, Dave. I'd like to ask you whether or not you'd like to be able to do a little bit of interactive work during the small, I think I've given you about 10 or 12 minutes, during our 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. meeting in Buenos Aires, and particularly see whether you can get interaction not only with our community members and obviously our work group, but also staff, because it's something that is going to be, perhaps an impost on staff unless it's a particularly easy thing to do an update. Would that be of value?
This is Dave here. I didn't quite catch that last part. So I'm going to try to work on this over the weekend. It's going to be a very busy weekend to try to see if, experiment and see how much as possible we can automate this thing. But like I said, the preliminary testing is just showing that it's just too... It could be, even when it could be done, it looks like it's very cumbersome to do because it requires so many different interactions to do. Like I said, I'm going to try to do some more testing over the weekend and see how I can really improve it and, of course, have something to show at the Sunday meeting.
Okay, thanks for that, David. It's Cheryl again, and I was just keen to make sure that you also interact with staff who may in fact be the people who are going to have to do these things, and we really want to make sure that it's not an impost or a difficult or a cumbersome thing for them to do as well. Terrific. Okay, I see Alan. Over to you for interaction.
Yeah, I'll make my typical Luddite comment and support Dev. Building things that are complex and cumbersome virtually guarantees that they fail along the way. Just look at the problems we're having with Adobe Connect. And that means we end up reverting to nothing. And so I think something that reduces the work but is almost guaranteed to keep on working is pretty much the way to go. Relying on high technology for this kind of thing is almost certainly going to say it won't work at some point in our lives.
Okay, thanks for that, Alan. A point well made indeed. It's Cheryl again. Okay, now Tijani. Over to you.
Thank you, Cheryl. First of all, I'd like to tell you that my screen says that this is a private meeting. Your request to enter the has been sent to the host. Please wait. And I have been waiting for half an hour now. Okay. So this is one point. Now I come to the matrix. I have read the proposal of Maureen, and it is good. I think we are almost doing the same thing. I have updated my proposal that I made years ago about the ALSs, and I updated it to be relevant for the ALAC with all the new elements, etc. I really think that we need all to read all the proposals and to come up with a compilation which can be the most clear, but not the most long, the most clear and the most doable, the most doable. So I propose that Maureen and me and perhaps others, if there is other proposals, to work together and try to come up with one single document which can be discussed in Buenos Aires for our next meeting. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for that, Tijani. It's Cheryl again for the record. Do you really believe you'll have time to do that before Buenos Aires, or is it something that you might want to do as a result of the Sunday meeting? Perhaps gather yourselves in an ad hoc way over a breakfast or a lunch or some time. I'm just very aware of very, very packed schedules between now and BA.
That's more reasonable, Cheryl. You're right, because the load now is very... very heavy. Yes.
Yeah. I'd rather not burn you all out. So let's see that as part of the outcomes of our meeting in BA, that what you've proposed here is a definitive action item, and that you three, with anyone else who's able to and motivated to, gather at least in ad hoc way during the Bonaceres meeting to further what you proposed as a unified document. And so we can take that further. Remembering also that one of the intentions of our Bonaceres meeting, assuming we have other than ourselves in the room, of course, is to do a little bit of outreach and get more of our community directly involved in our activities.
Yeah.
Okay. I just noted something. Obviously, there's an issue. Oksana and Maureen have been attempting to do a back-channel conversation, and for whatever reason, it says that Maureen's private chat has been disabled by the host, and she's also lost Adobe Connect and all of the earlier chat record. Great. I can only apologise for that. I know I certainly, even though I am a host, didn't do anything that would have caused that, Maureen, and I do apologise. It can sometimes, however, be a bandwidth issue. That's been an issue some of us have had with Adobe Connect before, where it seems to be, if the bandwidth isn't particularly full green, you can lose those chats and things. So that's yet another thing we might be able to raise up. Natalie, I note you're saying that that the staff do post the Adobe Connect normal chat, but I think Maureen's point is she also was having a back channel conversation with Oksana, and that of course will be lost. But I do know that bandwidth is sometimes an issue resulting in that problem. Okay, can I ask if anyone on this call has any questions or comments they'd like to make to any of the work team leads for the reports they've kindly given us at today's meeting? Not seeing anyone or hearing any comments. Let's move on then to item four of our agenda, which is a continuation of a fairly high level and more general conversation of these next levels of metrics. And to this end, I would much like to, as some of the leads have done, thank those of you and the general community of at large who've given some feedback that's been collected on the wiki pages. I do recognise, as I think Maureen raised, that some of you have been getting feedback that isn't necessarily captured on the wiki pages. If that is the case, perhaps the leads would like to do a synopsis from time to time of other comments that may have come to them via Skype or other channels, just so we do have some sort of tracking of input, and it also shows for the record some of the wider community input that we can have. It is very loud. If could, I'd like to ask Olivier, assuming he's got his head totally into our call now and not split-braining it on the other call, to give us some comments on how he is feeling as now the chair for ALAC for yet another 12 months, on how we're heading with these general expectations and measurables, not so much down into the weeds, if you don't mind, Olivier, in terms of Dev is grappling with, for example, but the material that both Tijani and Maureen have been producing, are we all on the right track? Do we need to readjust? Give us some feedback, please, boss. And he's been dropped off the phone line. And he's saying that we are on the right track. I think that the gremlins and the gods and goddesses of communication are certainly being challenging tonight with the technology. So perhaps when Olivier is back on an audio channel, we'll hear him say a little bit more than he is able to in the chat. Whilst we're waiting for hopefully some positive feedback from the ALAC chair, I'd like to come back to what you were saying, Tijani, about working on a unified document. Would you like to suggest, this is just what I thought I was hearing from what you were saying, that perhaps the aspirational material is now put as a single source document between some of what Maureen has done and some of what you've already done, and that Maureen then focuses more on outreach and engagement with the at-large structures, or do you still want to have it as three work teams? Tijani, over to you.
Yes, I don't mind. I think at the beginning we shared the tasks like this. She is in charge of outreach and I am in charge of those the draft that I have to give you about the metrics. So since she tried to give some inputs. Very exhaustive, but we need perhaps to discuss together. I think that the best way is, first of all, I will discuss with her in Buenos Aires, and then she can focus more on the outreach, and I can continue on the same on my track if you want.
Okay. Thank you for that, Tijani. It's Cheryl again for the record. Because I'd like to try and plan for a post-Buenos Aires world as well, I'm wondering whether or not Maureen, you and Tijani may wish to have some interactions, if not with the secretariats again, because I recognise, Maureen, you're going to be having a call with them in the next day. But do you think it would be time to try and get onto the various RALO meetings to engage with the RALO leadership and the ALF and individual members who have obviously a vested interest in what we're doing? Do you think we might be able to pick a month that we can plan for that, and if so, would you be suggesting early in the 2014 calendar year, or do we try for December? I am a little concerned if you think December is the go, in as much as you may only get some of the RALOs, not all of the RALOs, because, for example, those that meet at the end of the month, they'll be caught up in some traditional celebration and vacation and seasonal time. So, Maureen, I might ask you and then go to Tijani for a response on that.
Thank you, Cheryl. Just in comment with Tijani, definitely it'd be really good if we got together when we're in Buenos Aires and have a chat about what we could be doing. And I must admit, the ALAC, I had actually mentioned to the RALO Secretariat that we were going to be working on it, on the ALACs and the ALSs and the RALOs, and as separate sort of like issues. But when, I didn't get any feedback, and then I decided that, perhaps we needed to get something a little bit meaty and to get them to comment. And I had seen the ALS version, which I thought they might... Oh, I'm getting an echo. But anyway, I agree that it would be ideal to sort of like be able to meet the RALOs And I was wondering if I might be able to sort of like sneak in some time at the RALO meetings in Buenos Aires, because it's just to actually have that little 2 minutes to at least get them talking and for me to be able to meet people so that they know who they're talking to about this particular topic, which, you know, like, I mean, I can appreciate. I think I've mentioned it many times. It's not an easy one to be sort of like asking about, because people aren't too sure about, you know, how do we measure another volunteer's performance. So, you know, I think that, you know, those sorts of comments, you know, that we were asking Olivier about, trying to find out, you know, how he feels the sorts, you know, we could be doing it across the RALO. But yes, I think it's sort of like a little, you know, getting our team together at the meeting on Sunday, for example, and some of those, you know, some of these issues, we can discuss about how best it would be to, you know, help us put these things together anyway. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. It's Cheryl again for the record. Tijani, a response from you, please.
I think that regarding the outreach, Maureen has a good plan, and I don't think there is other thing to do, because first, we don't have time, and second, the Buenos Aires is a good opportunity for us to interact with the RALOs and the ALS is present in the meeting, so I agree with Maureen.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Tijani. Cheryl again for the record. Can I ask then that at towards the close of the week of Buenos Aires, if you two and Dave would be so kind as to make sure that in the wrap-up meeting, because it's quite probable that I won't be able to attend that, unfortunately, that you measure the feeling from the ALAC and the regional leadership as to whether or not they feel they need to have a RALO by RALO interaction sometime in the early 2014 calendar year, or with a cross-regional single-purpose call or webinar, which would effectively be one of our own work group meetings, might be appropriate or not. I just don't want to get to Singapore and then have to start. That's all. So if you guys would be so kind as to take that on in absence, I think that would be extremely useful. Of course, that depends on the indulgence of the chair of the ALAC, and seeing as Olivier seems to be back online, I'm going to hand over to him to get some feedback from the boss. Over to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. I've only caught a glimpse of the discussions which have taken place today on the call. Altogether, I think that we should try and roll out a first set of proposed metrics as soon as possible. And the reason for this being that I think Cheryl did allude to this, we have seen varying levels of involvement. An involvement both on the ALAC and also in the regions with regional leadership, sometimes doing well, sometimes not doing well, depending really on what needed to be done. And I really think that we have reached a point now where we cannot be in a people are not able to pretend to a position of responsibility in this organization without actually doing the work. And so the metrics which you're alluding to and the proposals which you're alluding to, I think, go in the right direction. of where we want to go. But certainly putting together a timetable, working backwards as to from when do we start actually taking action on these is important. I note that the rules of procedures have now been, the rewrite has been completed. So we need to basically move on this as soon as we can. And effectively, I think the first metrics that will be implemented are just the standard attendance metrics for the ALAC. And that's information that staff is already now collecting. In addition to this, there will be attendance metrics during our meeting in Buenos Aires. That's already a good first test as well. And the attendance metrics will, as I said, cover both regional leaders and the ALAC as well. And I'm not saying that it's there's going to be any action on this. I'm sure when people are missing a meeting, they're probably somewhere else. But it probably will be a good opportunity to also track what people are doing going elsewhere in the other meetings. We've had very poor response on the meeting reports. Just knowing that we have someone there in those other meetings is something that's also comforting. That's really my point of view at the moment. But I'd like this to get going ASAP, and we definitely need to have a full set of metrics not only ready but in operation by Singapore. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Olivier. It's Cheryl again. Just on that, Olivier, after Tijani speaks, I was wondering if you may come back and perhaps give some comment on the plan remedial action / advisory that is in the current version of the proposed metrics that is on the page next to Tijani's name on the agenda. Tijani, over to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. Tijani speaking. Olivier, we already have a set of metrics already prepared, and we all people who contributed, we all agree more or less on those metrics. But what is not ready are the parameters for remediation. This is what, exactly what said Cheryl now. This is the sensitive point, and this is the thing that we have to focus on as soon as possible, because having metrics without remediation, it is useless. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. It's Cheryl again. Olivier, can I ask, and I know I am putting you on the spot, for just a provisional or initial reaction to the type of remedial action that's currently outlined in our drafting, so that your work group can have an idea as to whether we are in the right direction or not.
Thank you very much, Charlie. It's Olivier speaking. I gather you're pointing me to the At Large Metrics Subcommittee wiki page, where I note a list of the members of the committee and then metrics, expectations, and requirements for ALAC members. Is that correct?
I believe so. I can't open that up on my mobile device, unfortunately. It's the
Tijani just pointed me to,
yes,
to this. Yeah.
That's it then.
So now remediation, it says on there, is less active members are contacted by the ALAC chair notifying them based on the statistics that they're not seen to be involved or participating in the ALAC and ICANN-related activities. That's correct, yeah? That's the paragraph you wish me to
comment on, yeah.
So effectively, this is actually what's going on now already. When I see, and unfortunately, you see, I don't have statistics to work on, but when I note privately that some people have not been attending, and trust me, it's actually quite a clear-cut situation. It's not just someone missing one or two meetings. It's people missing months and months of involvement, not even knowing if those people are still around or not. Now, this effectively is what I have been doing indeed, is to contact them and find out what exactly is going on. The response I have been provided have sometimes been a satisfying response, as in I have been involved in an accident, or my father has passed away, or something of importance that has basically kept them away for a short while, but their response has been, I will be back next month or be active again. So that's effectively what's been happening, and this has all been happening behind the scenes. Now, further than this, I have not been in a situation where I was then able to take further action or I needed to take further action, because we don't actually have any formal way possible at the moment. So it's very difficult for me to, if that person comes back to me again on an informal basis and says, well, I'm going to be there next month, and then the next month I don't hear of them, and the month after either. It's very difficult for me to take any kind of action. The remedial action that you describe here in this paragraph, where the use of an impartial third party for mediation could be made, if it's difficult to reach a common understanding, is something that I have been considering. I would consider perhaps using the ombudsman services as a neutral third party, as a mediator, since we know that the ombudsman is able to provide mediation. But one thing I would like to see is to find out basically, you know, where to go beyond that. And I'm happy to see that then in the part three, members in standby status, et cetera, going on like this. I'm happy to see that. What I have done in the past with some members, if they've stopped being active completely, is to basically ask them and say, look, this is not looking good for your track record. Perhaps you might wish to consider standing down. Some have not stood down and have remained in their position. And again, I'm just saying this is a very small number of people in the overall ALAC structure. I hope that helps. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivia and Cheryl, again, for the record. And yes, I believe that does help, because what's drafted in there is in fact a considerable next step in this market, formalises what has been informally done and is of course in total keeping with the newly adopted rules of procedure. But it also gives foundation for what I trust will be in a post-Singapore environment any next steps. Which would include also what can be done about absolute recalcitrance that don't respond even to the standby status. I see Tijani and then Alan, and I believe Tijani, you were first. Go ahead, Tijani.
Thank you, Cheryl. Tijani speaking. Olivier, what I meant by remediation parameters, it is the number of meetings not attended, when this happened, we have to go to status 1 or status 2 or status 3. This is the main sensitive point we have to tackle, because without those, we will not be able to go to remediation or to anything. So I think that we have to focal our work or to emphasize our work on the definition of those parameters. And I remember that those parameters were very sensitive, and we had very, very, very strong reaction from people who said, we are volunteers, we don't have the right to tell us that, et cetera, et cetera. So a common understanding of that will be very helpful to have metrics working metrics. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani, Cheryl again. And, of course, just as an aside, well, hardly an aside, a very important issue raising from that and the sensitivities is the outreach work that Maureen is lead on. We do have to sell this concept, and we do have to help the community understand that it is in their best interest if they have active representation and participation from the people they have entrusted as not just mere volunteers, but thought leaders and community leads on these topics. I saw Olivia put your hand up. Was that in response to Tijani, or can Alan go first?
Alan can go first. It's Olivia speaking. Alan can go first, and then I'll respond to both Alan and Tijani. If I gather, Alan will also add to what Tijani has said.
Thank you for indulgence, Olivia. Over to you, Alan.
Thank you. I'll just point out the current rules of procedure do talk about remediation and list a laundry list of things. It is prefixed by saying the chair is empowered to do this with the agreement of the ALAC. I would suggest that in the interim period of time, our chair has just been renewed with huge amounts of community support, or ALAC support anyway, for another term. That means presumably we have some trust. The current chair, in the absence of this group coming up with recommendations for the ALAC approval, can get a mandate to take action at his discretion, and all the shackles are off at that point. You know, it can exclude kicking the person off or voting the person off the ALAC, which requires explicit action of the ALAC anyway. So I think in the absence of rules, we can give the chair empowerment. The chair should not be in a position saying, I can note that someone isn't doing anything, but I can't do anything because my hands are tied. I think we need to remove that and remove that quickly. And if the chair, if the ALAC has as much confidence in the chair as the thumbs up and plus ones indicate when his term was extended, we should be able to do that with no problem whatsoever. Thank you. And I would be delighted to make the proposal to the ALAC to approve that in Buenos Aires.
Excellent, Alan. I look forward to that outcome. Cheryl, again, for the record, of course, we're not only just setting up for the current chair. He gets the advantage of building a robust system with us. But for future chairs to come.
No,
over to you, Olivier.
Cheryl, if I may for a second. This group is going to come up with with detailed recommendations for the ALAC to approve. We're talking about in the interim until we get our act together and finish.
Understood, yep.
Hopefully that will be within the lifetime of this chair.
Okay.
Unless he drops off his perch before Singapore.
Thank you very much. I'm firmly holding on to my perch at the moment. it's Olivia speaking. No, I was just going to mention responding to Tijani. Now, I've looked at the different metrics there, you know, the definition of the threshold parameters, and I think that these are particularly important. As sharing from my experience as chair, and I'm sure Cheryl will probably be able to corroborate this as well in her experience as chair, it's quite obvious, I think, within a couple of months to be able to note the lack of involvement of a volunteer, of an ALAC member, because it doesn't just come as not responding or not taking part in discussions on email. But in general, when people do not, miss the ALAC monthly call, do not send an apology, are then sent an email by staff to ask and say, do you have a reason for missing the call? Do not answer that email. And then do this 2 months running. This is effectively what we're faced with. Then at that point, you do know that this member is not being active. And I would say the first threshold is the 2 months running. If for 2 months we're not able to get hold of them, then the chair is to officially at that point notify them and find out basically what is going on. That would be my suggestion. And now, of course, it doesn't mean any negative procedure is being engaged. It's just the inquiry phase. It started after 2 months because waiting for 3 months plus another 6 months afterwards is just going to be very, very much long-winded. Thank you.
Okay. Good to know.
Thank you. Tijani, did you capture all of that?
Yeah. Cheryl, I put characters so that we can replace those characters by figures. And Olivier just gave one of those figures. Thank you.
Yeah, and Tijani, it's Olivier speaking. I'm sorry if it's only one of those figures, because these are very important figures. I would not be able to give you the exact details for each one. I could send you an email afterwards if you want with some suggestions for figures.
But I
cannot purport to be holding the answer to the eternal truth of youth. I don't know. One way or another. Thank you.
Cheryl here for the record. More's the pity, Olivier. I could do with the truth of youth, that's for sure. One of the other things I suppose is worthwhile mentioning at this point in time is that if we get this right, and I believe we are, even harking back to the more turbid days during my chairship, that when some of the sensitivities were particularly at a heightened level, with this framework, I think it's a very important thing, because there will be the opportunity for shared understanding, and that is what I think was missing last time. So we are, I think, building on a very solid foundation thanks to the new rules of procedure and the work that this working group is doing. But the other thing is, of course, beyond just this, we do have within our ALAC rules of procedure, and most importantly, it's a vital part of our contribution from at large to the work of ICANN, those people who we trust to represent us, whether they are formal or informal liaisons or just representatives on various committees and working groups. And I know as someone, as any of you on this call, are keen and attentive when you say you're going to be a part of a working group or drafting committee, and do, I think, in the main, attend with a very high level of not only just attendance but a valuable contribution. It does, in my view, all of us harm when, for example, we have in some cases four or five regionally allocated at-large members into a working group, and these people never turn up. So the next step will of course be to use these same principles, if not the specific definitions, to improve our act at the next level down. Enough from me. Over to you, Alan, and then Olivier.
Thank you. I'll just point out two things. First of all, I think Cheryl will understand where I'm coming from on this one. Although I appreciate Olivier's comments on how to recognize someone who has disappeared, those aren't the real problems. I mean, that has to be fixed, but that is not the real problems. The real problems are the people who do attend and do nothing. Rarely speak, rarely take any action, rarely participate, rarely generate anything, but they do attend, and they may even vote. And those are the harder ones, the harder nuts to crack, so to speak. With regard to the emotions that came out of the woodwork when we initially tried to talk about remedial action, I will point out that the thing that really got people's dander up was the concept of the ALAC in the extreme case dismissing someone who had been appointed by a RALO. That is, the RALOs were autonomous, the RALOs under no conditions could be overruled by the ALAC in unappointing somebody. And who are we to say they're not working? The ALAC approved unanimously the new rules of procedure, which include provisions for that, and including some of the people who were most vehement when the issue was originally brought up. So the world may have changed. Thank you.
I sincerely hope so, Alan. I certainly think that that's one of the reasons the new rules of procedure are so valuable. Olivier, over to you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. It's Olivier Clapin of Law for the Transcript. I was just going to ask one question, and the question is to do with the transparency of the metrics. I totally agree with those metrics on working group attendance. And I understand that those metrics on working group attendance would not be, I imagine they probably would not be taken as part of the overall metrics for the chair to go and to have a go at people that are in working groups but are not active on the working groups. But it is good, though, for the metrics to be available openly when future working groups are created, so as for the selectioner of those working groups to be able to know the track record of those people that have been on working groups and have not been active at all. And this brings me to the question, will all of the metrics collected be absolutely open to for everyone to consult?
Sure.
Olivier, Cheryl here. I think that's a vital question for us to deal with. There's an awful lot of background noise. I don't know if everyone else is hearing as much static as I am. If you're not speaking, if you could mute your microphones, please. *6 to mute. I'll just continue on, even though it's deafening. I think that's a conversation we need to start in Buenos Aires, and we do need to continue that. In terms of working group attendance, all of those attendance records are public in one way or another. What is missing is an aggregation to feed back into our own ALAC and at-large information. Ladies and gentlemen, I finding this noise untenable, and unless staff can mute all the lines excepting mine, I don't know how we have to continue. We only have a minute or so left on our call, so at this point I'm going to ask for any other business. It's not you, Olivier, we do appreciate that. Is there any other business? And the noise is gone. Thank you very much, whoever did that. Is there any other business, ladies and gentlemen? What's this? Okay, Alan is just responding to a question from Oksana. That's fine. I don't think we'll take that as any other business, if you don't mind, Alan and Oksana. In the absence of any other business, I think we have a couple of action items, although they are relatively loose action items from today's call. They include the synchronisation into a single document after a meeting between Maureen and Tijani and other interested parties during voluntary for our aspirational metrics and next step in drafting. And of course the requirement on Maureen to see if staff can get her some time during the regional leadership meeting during Buenos Aires. Is there any other action items, Sylvia, that you need us to clarify before we close on the call?
Cherry, I was actually taking some general notes. I don't have a specific action item, so if you want to send me a list of specific ones, I can note them.
Okay, so actually, Sylvia, I don't think there was many specific action items out of today's call other than those, the aggregation desire and the outreach activity that Maureen was keen. So obviously, I think it's you probably, Sylvia, who needs to try and get her a little bit of time during the regional leadership call. And so with that, if there's no other contribution from any, I'll just remind you all that we will be meeting in, what's the name of our room, Sylvia? Is it Golden Horn? Or what's the name of the room we're meeting in?
Yes, the Golden Horn.
Okay, so we'll be meeting at 8 a.m. local time on Sunday, the 17th of November, in Golden Horn Room.
And I'm sure some of you will be on the ground during the Saturday, and perhaps we'll be seeing a little bit of preemptive work before that. Dave, if there's anything we can do to help you with your testing and poking and prodding at the technology, please let us know. And with that, I'd like to ask each and every one of you to have safe travels if you're travelling to Buenos Aires. If you're not travelling to Buenos Aires, I hope you'll be able to join us remotely. And I just want to check with Sylvia that, of course, we will have remote participation in that meeting at 0800 on the Sunday. Thank you very much. All right, thank you one and all. Thank you, staff. And with that, I'll be talking to some of you in just a short while for yet another working group meeting. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye all.